We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes. You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
Thyroid cancer cases have tripled in the past 30 years, with women three times more likely to develop thyroid cancer than men. And joining us by phone to talk to us about that is Dr. Fuad Shaheen from the Osceola Regional Medical Center. Dr. Shaheen, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
My pleasure.
All right, before we start talking about thyroid cancer, let's get to the big question. What is the thyroid?
It's a gland in the neck area, just below kind of the larynx, the throat area, which really her function is just to maintain metabolism in the body and really kind of contribute to all systems in our body.
I've heard it that, you know, when people have thyroid issues, they either have it's either high or low. What's the difference?
When it's high, when we say about high, I mean it's functioning more than it should be, which secretes more hormones than it should be, than normal. If it's low, it does not secrete enough hormone in the body, basically. So it affects the metabolism and it affects other systems in our body. So that's a kind of in summary.
All right. So what would be the symptoms of, say, high thyroid?
That's when you have like a high metabolism, basically. Patient or a person loses weight, even he's eating well, but he's not gaining weight, actually losing weight. He's feel more warm, more hot. The heart rate is beating faster than usual. So it's like when you're rushing to do something, high adrenaline level, that's kind of the symptoms patient feels.
Okay. And what would be a low thyroid?
The low thyroid is kind of the opposite. Patient usually has no much energy. He gains weight, even is not eating well, feeling cold all the time, not much, you know, activity, doesn't feel like doing something. So kind of we call it feeling lazy, feeling tired, just on the slow side.
All right, so these...
And there's other symptoms, but yeah. Those are the general stuff patients can feel.
And these symptoms can be regulated with medication, right?
It's very simple, yes. It's very easy to regulate. First, very easy to diagnose with simple blood test. They can check the hormone level in the blood and can be managed with medication, yes.
So, like, if you're feeling these symptoms, then you have a good shot of it. You think, sometimes you think when you feel, you know, tired and lethargic, it's just, you know, well, I'm just sick or something, have a cold or something. But, you know, thyroid, it's one of those mystery things because nobody really knows what it is, but everybody talks about it. So what happens when you get thyroid cancer, though?
It's, as you said, the general public doesn't know about it much, and they don't think about the thyroid cancer. The good news, it's a low incidence. It's not very high. Even now it's increasing, as you mentioned. But it's still kind of a low incidence comparing to other cancers. So when one of the cells or several cells in the gland itself, it's a small gland, and turn into malignant cells or cancer cells. And that's when it creates like a small tumor inside the thyroid gland. And of course, if it's not treated, it may get bigger and bigger. But it starts on the thyroid cells of the thyroid gland itself.
All right. So how do you differentiate between just having thyroid issues, you know, high or low, mm-hmm. than when mm-hmm. you have cancer? How do you know?
Yeah, the cancer really may not even change the hormone level in the blood or the system. So the patient may not feel anything different from the, we talked about metabolism and those symptoms we mentioned. So he may not feel anything. But there's other signs we look for, or the patient can look for, if he feels or see a lump in his neck, just by looking in the mirror or somebody in the family tell him, oh, there's something in your neck we see. So that's a common thing to see. And also sometimes difficulty swallowing can happen. Sometimes difficulty breathing, that's kind of in the late stages, but they can feel that sometimes like choking sensation in the neck area. Pain, it's uncommon, but can happen also at later stages. And also one another sign for cancer is changing the voice, some hoarseness, changing the voice, how it sounds. That also, so those are kind of things can look for.
When you go for a checkup, and you know this because you're a doctor, doctors will feel your neck area. Are they feeling for your thyroid?
Yes. They feel on the thyroid, and they may ask you to swallow when they feel it. So see if there's a nodule or a lump there in the thyroid. Is it bigger than normal, the thyroid gland itself, or not? So, yes, exam is important. So we always advise patients, you know, whenever you suspect something, you see something, go to your doctor and have it checked out.
So most times thyroid cancer presents in a physical manner.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, or as we said, changed voice or difficulty swallowing can happen.
Now, at the start, we talked about how women are three times more likely to develop thyroid cancer than men. Are women more likely to have thyroid issues than men?
Yes, we see it more frequent in women in general.
Yes. Why is that?
We don't know, really. Yeah, we don't know. But it's more common with women. And also, it's sometimes it's common on, we see it more in Asian women. It's more. And also, there's thyroid issues. You can see it in some areas in the world where it's low iodine. If they don't have enough iodine in their diet, you see thyroid problems there.
Well, what would iodine, like what kind of foods would give you iodine?
Like milk is good, eggs, fish, we can see that. And really most now countries, they add it to the salt. You see it with salt with iodine.
Oh, duh.
So they add it to the salt.
Of course, yeah, iodine, salt, right.
Yes, they add it to it because they're afraid that the people may not have enough in their diet. But milk, egg, fish, those are good iodine resources.
That's interesting because, you know, usually we're trying to stay away from salt. And then, you know, if you don't get enough salt, it's right. That's really tough. Yeah. I read on a statistic that said that young people are more likely to be affected with not only thyroid cancer, but, you know, thyroid issues. And what do you suppose that is?
When they're affected with thyroid disease, cancer is more really. And family history has something to do with it. So it's one of the risk factors for them. Even sometimes also if a kid, which is not happening much these days, in the past they used to get radiation to the neck for some other problems, and that caused thyroid cancer also. So anytime whoever had radiation to the neck for any other reason, you have to be concerned about thyroid cancer. Or if there is a family history of thyroid cancer also, you're going to be on the look for it.
When you have cancer, though, isn't radiation usually one of the things you do to treat it?
It is, but surgery considered really now kind of the best treatment is to remove that thyroid, you know, and remove that tumor. And then the radiation come afterward. And now they use even what we call a radioactive iodine, which iodine with radioactive material, it's kind of pill. And goes kill any thyroid cells left over in the neck, which helps. From just a regular routine radiation is not that common.
What happens if you did have a cancer of the thyroid and they'd removed it? Now, how do you move on from that?
The good news about thyroid cancer is majority of it is, we call it the slow-growing cancer. So in general, you have the five-year survival about 98% of thyroid cancer. So the most of the type of thyroid cancer are the slow growing one with very good results for the patient. As we said, when we remove the thyroid gland, now sometimes we remove half the thyroid gland and many times we remove the whole thyroid gland. It depends on the tumor, the size, other factors. But patient can be, if we remove the whole gland, then he will need hormone supplement. He will need hormone therapy for the rest of his life, which is easy to really handle. It's like one pill a day, basically.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't want to say, oh, okay, that's relief because, you know, yeah, you're getting a piece of your body removed. But right, it's comforting to know that because every time you think of cancer, you think, oh, no, you know, this is it. But that's good to know. All right. So what can we do going forward if, especially if you're a woman, do you get that regularly checked out at every checkup, or is that something you need to ask for?
No, the family physician really examine the thyroid every time they have their routine checkup there. So they examine it whenever they suspect something there. Really, a very simple test can be done, which is the ultrasound of the thyroid. It's non-invasive test, just sonography. And they can give us the size of the gland, if there's any nodules, tumors, masses, anything there. they can detect it easily.
Okay, so, you know, the thyroid is a, it sounds like it's a really tricky thing because, you know, we're talking about changes in your mood or you're being lethargic and stuff like that. And then you're talking about lumps that could, you know, if you have trouble swallowing, you know, maybe it's tonsils or you're just having, you know, a sore throat. The best thing, I guess, to do is just to go to your doctor, right?
Exactly. Go to your doctor. He'll check it out. And if he suspects anything, as we say, it's simple ultrasound test of the gland, and that's can diagnose if anything is there. And then proceed from there. When we find something in the ultrasound, we may go to a biopsy or a needle biopsy, we call it, which is fairly simple also to diagnose these nodules, because the good thing is about thyroid, most of the nodules we see there, they're benign. They're not cancers, most of them really. The cancer is a small percentage of them. So just to, for our listeners to know, you know, not every nodule in the thyroid gland is always cancer, no. So most of them are really benign.
Well, I guess the bottom line is here, go to your doctor, get your checkup, your annual checkup, or every 6 months, or whatever it is you do, and they will figure that out. It's not going to suddenly just appear if, if you're cognizant of it, right?
That's true. That's true. Yeah, we always wanted to get discovered a little early, even if it's cancers can be treated. And as we said, really, the cure rate is very, very high in the 90s percent. So early checkup, early diagnosis is the key.
And that's probably the key with just about anything, right, doctor?
That is correct.
All right. I think you made us feel a little better anyway, because if you hear the term thyroid cancer, you're like, oh, no. But, you know, it's treatable. It's you can recover. Mm-hmm. And even if you have, you know,
survival rate is very high. So
right.
It's
it's good. Well, it's not good, but it's workable. All right. So, Dr. Fuad Shaheen, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
My pleasure, Mike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.